Kuf Chav Chesif Yudalet. Ein Mevachim El Beloshen HaKoydesh. Even though Tefillah can be in every Loshen, but Beches Koinen Min HaTorah has to be Dafka in Hebrew, which is a Chiddush because we pronounce the words differently, the Ashkenazim and Sephardim, so one of the two should be a Sachik if he's being Yitzin. So there's different Mahalachim to explain it. Moshe Feinstein has a thing that each part of Klai Yisrael has a Kabbalah, how they should say it, and each one's acceptable. Others say that these differences are not enough to take it out of being Lashon Kodesh, and therefore it's all right. Ubamida, the Kohanim have to be standing up. The Tziva is not mechuyev to stand up. It's hard for them to stand up. They can't sit down, but they have to be facing the Kohanim. And Mishnah Berurah brings that. The Kohanim have to stand up. When the Siyas Kapayim, they also, then the Kohanim have to have their arms outstretched, and a person who cannot do that, then he should not go up for the Duchanim. And has to be held up by himself. He can't have some apparatus holding him up for him. Ubekol Rom, the last condition is, it has to be loud enough that everybody could hear him. So it depends on the tzibur. If it's a small tzibur, he doesn't have to scream, but he has to say it loud enough for everybody to hear. If it's a very large tzibur, then he should say it louder so that everybody should hear.